Шеф Шломо, was doing a concert. Kebab. When he looks in the crowd and he sees there's a couple, a man and a woman, who aren't listening. Their mom is drinking every word he's saying. So he walks up to them and he says, "No, you gotta tell me the story. Why are you so plugged in? How are you so present?
How are you carpe diem?
Carpe diem." They said, and she looks at him and says, he looks at her and says, he says, "You tell him the story." So they drove Rav Shlomo home and on the way to the hotel. This is the story that they told.
Rav Shlomo, this is
the story they told Rav Shlomo. You see, me and my husband, it's not just that we didn't believe in God. We mamish believed b'emunah shalema that there's no such thing as God.
They were what you would call an atheist.
Oy, 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 mamish, not an atheist that in a foxhole that would reach out to God, no. An atheist that mamish thought that it was totally shtuyot. All the bad things.
Super atheist.
Super atheist. But the thing was, me and my husband, we got married. Shalom aleichem. I think Rav Shaul's here. I don't want to take away.
Don't take away, just continue the story.
Okay, goodbye.
I want to know why they were so drinking the Torah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell it a little faster, though. So the point is that they got married when they were 18 and 19. They got rich, but there was one thing that they were missing.
The children. They couldn't have children.
And so they reached out and said, "Doctor, you gotta help us." You see, they had already had 8 miscarriages. It's a true story. And the doctor, sometimes doctors can be so cruel, he says, "I'm sorry, I told you can't have children. There's gonna be a 9th miscarriage." And this woman, she was so broken, she knew she was gonna kill herself. The only question was how. She was so broken, she went home that day and she wrote her husband a letter. But you know how sometimes when you're broken, you see the world differently. On her way home, she saw that she happened to live next door to a synagogue. Mm-hmm. She had never even known that there was a synagogue there.
Until that moment.
And she went into the synagogue and she said, "Master of the world, I've never prayed to you before. This is my first time davening. But if you're real, the only thing I know about Judaism is women light Friday night candles. Please, master of the world, let me have this baby and I will light Friday night candles." And so she went straight home and it was Thursday afternoon. She called her next door neighbor who was a religious Jew and she said, "Can you teach me how to light Shabbos candles?" So the woman came right over and she showed her how to light Shabbos candles. And she said, "Listen, if you're lighting Shabbos candles, then you can't have shrimp. It doesn't go together. And you can't have your husband come home in the middle, you know, Saturday, you know, late at night. You gotta have a nice Shabbos meal together." So the woman said, "Okay, fine." She called her husband up right at that moment and said, "Listen, Shabbos starts at 5:17. I want you home at 5:00. We're making Shabbos or we're getting a divorce." And she kashered her whole kitchen. Remember, they were super rich. And they lit Shabbos candles, and they knew Hashem heard their prayer, and Baruch Hashem, they now have 2 children.
Mazel tov.
But the story doesn't end there, you see.
There is more.
One time Rav Shlomo was taking an airplane to another concert, and he got stopped over in Miami where this couple lived, and they had a beautiful mansion. Give out.
Filled with beautiful children.
And they took them to a special room. And it was Tuesday, but the candles were already lit for Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.
But the story doesn't end there. It doesn't once. there was a family that heard Rav Shlomo telling this story at a concert, and they looked at each other and they said, that's mamish our story.
Whoa.
It had 5 miscarriages, but they weren't really religious, and they heard Rav Shlomo's story. They said, you know what, we're going to try it, we're going to light the candles of Shabbos. Mazel tov, mazel tov. So they had a child.
Mazel tov.
And just to finish up the story,
there's another story.
Oh, awesome.
Two. Just to finish up the story, I have to tell just about myself.
Ooh.
That my mom, the doctor said that they couldn't have me, that she couldn't give birth, it's true. But
meets what happened.
Mazel tov, I'm here before telling you the story of the candles of Shabbos.
It was a nice that brought the rabbi to tell us all these stories about the rabbi.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Should be for the refuah shema of our whole yeshiva.